And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for spending time at Hail Varsity Radio. We're presented by Currency for all your equipment financing needs. Go Currency, Danny Burke, VSiN Sports Network. Momentarily, a lot of NBA, NHL action to get into with him. We've been dominated today by the news of Casey Thompson transferring into the portal. Best wishes to Casey Charles Thompson with this next week. Reminder to get buckled up. Use your seatbelts. It saves lives. Prevents injuries only if properly worn. Buckle up. A message from the Nebraska Department of Highway Safety Office. Tomorrow, weekend edition, kicks off at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Stream that with the Hail Varsity YouTube channel and the Hail Varsity Radio Twitter feed at HVarsity Radio. Let's say hi to VSiN Sports Network's Danny Burke. Burke's Best Bets, Pride of Chicago, at Danny Burke 5 on Twitter. Danny, how's the week been? How's the weekend looking? Thanks for the time.
It's been good, Schmitty. Yeah, thanks for having me on as always. Tons of playoff action been happening, going on later tonight and this weekend. And can't complain, especially baseball-wise, because, our Cubbies are looking pretty solid while no offense to any Sox fans out there, but I was basking in the sorrows of the White Sox struggling for another season. So not too shabby, my friend.
Well, you've got a 3-2 series right now with the Warriors and Kings, and Golden State, 7.5 favorite here. What do you think of this situation here? Do the Warriors close out? A lot of drama not long ago with Draymond. Kings have been fun this season.
Yeah, look, the Kings, like you said, they've been fun this season. They're an inexperienced, energetic group that can score a lot of points but don't play much defense. And it's not like the Warriors have been playing much defense themselves. But the Warriors will end things tonight. And I kind of think last game, and not to say that something crazy couldn't happen or something just straight to the point, but like last game was your best opportunity for betting the Warriors because you knew De'Aaron Fox was banged up. Even though it was an ugly game four in Golden State, you probably figured that game five was going to be the game where the Warriors could finally squeak out a win on the road. Like, as bad as Golden State had been on the road this entire season, if there's a time and a team to do it against, it was that situation. And it wasn't pretty, don't get me wrong, not seamless by any stretch of the imagination, but that's what ended up happening. And now, like you said, they're up to 7.5-point favorites. I'm not one to look to lay that much pre-flop, especially in a playoff game when I know that it's going to be played closely and I'll get a better number. So that's probably what I'll try to do here. And look, if it comes out going Golden State from start to finish, so be it. I'm not going to look to force anything there, but I don't mind the idea of looking that way from the in-game standpoint. I also don't hate the idea of if you don't feel comfortable laying a higher spread, you don't want to wait in-game, you could also just parlay money lines here and go with the Golden State Warriors and the Lakers over the Grizzlies. I mean, look, I liked and wanted Memphis in this series, but it's pretty obvious they only get the benefit when they're playing at home, and you kind of figured, again, going game by game, like, yes, the Grizzlies had an advantage in the last game, and that's why they were 4-point favorites, and they went out there and dominated. But that doesn't mean you implement recency bias and think they're going to dominate again. The series shifts back to Los Angeles. The Lakers will have the crowd behind them. They'll be able to capture momentum probably early on like they have been. And Memphis really just struggles to get consistent scoring. Yes, they finally got it last game, but besides that, it's been so tough for them to work it and find it. And I would be pleasantly surprised, I guess you could say, again, because I took a little piece of the Grizzlies for the series, but I would be pleasantly surprised if they went out there and won this game. They could keep it close, but at the end of the day, I think the Lakers finish things off. So I don't think it's a bad strategy to look to do a money line parlay. It's not going to be a juicy one, but to get a good look for the Warriors, you don't have to worry about the spread. And then he could just go with the Lakers outright in a game that they should be able to handle appropriately.
Danny Burke is with us here. It's Burke's Best Bets. And Danny, I was going to say this for a little bit later, but I got to get into it. My Nuggets taking on the Suns' first game in that 7-game series is slated for tomorrow night. And Danny, whenever you look at the series, price is pretty even. The Suns are the slight favorite in that series, but series starts off in Denver. Denver's going to have home court advantage. Does that sway your opinion at all with the Suns playing at Mile High? Are you still taking D-Book and Kevin Durant and Chris Paul to take down the Nuggets?
So I'm in a unique situation here, Elijah. I have a ticket on the Suns to win the West at plus 750. I took that a week before they got Kevin Durant. And then to kind of hedge on that, I took the Nuggets to win the championship at plus 750, which that number is basically still available right now. I kind of think people are forgetting about Denver a little bit. And I was saying this on a couple of shows, but it seems like in whatever sport, or I guess the main example you could point to, rather, would be like football. There's always a team that starts out really good, is solid during, you know, most of the year, but then there's a little bit of a slide. And for the Nuggets, it was that last month. And then everybody got infatuated with the Suns because of KD, rightfully so. Then everybody got infatuated with the Lakers because it's LeBron and Anthony Davis, and they always have a chance. And too many red flags out of them, too many red flags out of this Warriors team that struggles on the road and is really tough to go back-to-back years. The Nuggets, with the home court advantage, okay, yes, nod, but more so with the depth, I actually think have the advantage over Phoenix. I mean, you saw Phoenix struggling in every single game playing from behind against the Kawhi Leonard-less, Paul George-less Clippers, and when they did have Kawhi in, they were really struggling. So now that you're going up against an actual respectable opponent like the Nuggets, who can match with their depth, I think the Nuggets actually are the better team in this series. I think they win game one, and if you want them for the series, I would take them now before game one because I think they win that, and then the odds will go in their favor. But the Suns just keep digging a hole for themselves right away, and you can only ask Kevin Durant and Booker and Chris Paul to do so much every single game. They don't have any bench production. You saw that be an issue with Cleveland. You saw that be an issue with Phoenix, and now they'll actually have to pay the repercussions from it because you're going against a worthy opponent in Denver. So I like your Nuggets, man.
Danny Burke with his VSiN Sports Network at Danny Burke 5 on Twitter. Catch him on the VSiN channel weekends. Danny, NHL full slate tonight, 4 series all tied up at 3-2. Where are you leading tonight? What game do you like?
So I did make one prop bet. I realize it's not available in a lot of outlets. There's only one sports book here in Illinois that allows it, but if somehow you're able to get it, I did the Bruins over 31.5 shots on goal. Long story short, they're averaging 35 with Bergeron back in the lineup. They put up 44 last game. I realize it went to overtime, but still, they should have more of a true sense of how their offense should be. So that's what I did in that regard. I do think they close it out. I lean toward the Islanders in their game. Dallas and Minnesota is going to be a hell of a game. I got a big bet on Dallas to win the series, so that's what I'll be sweating out, guys. I'm not making any additional plays here, but I will heavily be rooting for the Stars. And how can you not look to fade Elijah's Avalanche tonight? Seattle dominated pretty much every game at the start. Colorado's climbed back at a couple of them, but the plus price is hard to ignore with the crack. And I hate to say it, Elijah, but this is obviously a different version of the team from last year. So I think the Kraken are taking the cake tonight.
Danny, it's not a championship team this year. I've accepted that. They may not win this series, but Cale Makar is back tonight. The Avs are going to win this one. They're going to force 7. I'm just letting you know right now. I don't think they're going to win game 7, which is going to be heartbreaking at home. But Cale Makar is back. This team is good enough to force 7. I think they do it tonight.
I think I'm showing up Monday in a Kraken jersey.
I will leave.
Hey, they got the best colors out there, man.
I will. I won't even go find
going
a new
to,
show. I will get out of radio
going
permanently.
To release the Kraken. I like it. Daddy, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for the time. Always love catching up with you. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you got it, fellas. Take care. Enjoy your weekend.
There he is, VSiN's own Danny Burke at Danny Burke 5. You know, Danny's right there with Musburger and crew. Awesome setup for him. Does an incredible job.
After this break, I need to tell you what I learned during the segment that another part of our technical difficulties I need to tell you about. It's funny. You'll laugh.
Hail Varsity continues winding down a Friday.